Satan and talk to God. Talk to God, speak the language of the Spirit. I'm going to bless you with God's word. Speak the language of the Spirit. We bless you, Lord. We thank you for what you are about to speak to us. Somebody talk to God. Ask God to open your ears, your spiritual ears. Ask God to open your spirit to hear his word. Let his word come to you to transform you. Let his word come to bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, we give you praise, and we give you all the adoration and all the praise and all the honor. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Give the Lord a clap offering. I minister to you and bless you today with the theme, I am kept by the power of God. I am kept by the power of God. Tell someone, I am kept by the power of God. Oh, turn to the person and tell the person, I am kept by the power of God. Turn to the person again and say, you are kept by the power of God. Lift your right hand and say, I am kept by the power of God in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a clap offering. It's a word in season. It's a word in season. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5, the message version. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse number 5, the message version. It said, God is keeping careful watch. Say, I am kept by the power of God. Oh, I can't feel you. Say, I'm kept by the power of God. As you are saying it, you are addressing your enemy and you are feeding your faith. Say, I am kept by the power of God. God is keeping careful watch over us and the future. I say, God is keeping careful watch over you. God is not careless with your life. God is not careless with your future. The Bible said God is keeping careful watch over us and the future. The day is coming when you will have it all. Tell yourself, the day is coming when I will have it all. Say, oh my soul, mention your name and say, a day is coming. You will have all that you want. You will have all that you have desired. You have all that you have prayed for. Tell yourself, I will have all that I have wished for. Anything, any good thing I have prayed for, any good thing you have desired, any good thing you have decreed over your life, any good thing that have been prophesied over your life, any good thing you have been waiting for, the Bible says a day will come, you will have all that you have been praying for. I pray in the name of Jesus and I decree over your life, a day is coming, you will see that house, you will see that marriage, you will see that child, you will see that company, you will receive that contract in the mighty name of Jesus. A day is coming, the story will not be like this. A day is coming, the promises of God will be fulfilled in your life. The word of the Lord is not a lie. God cannot break on his word. He cannot renege on his word. The word says a day is coming. Oh, that document will be in your hands. A day is coming. That car will be in your hands. A day is coming. That position will be in your hands. A day is coming. That family will be in your hands. A day is coming. You will be traveling all over the country. A day is coming. The account of your bank account will be full of money. A day is coming, you will see yourself out of that problem, out of that situation, out of that sickness. Why? Because God is keeping watch over you. God is keeping watch over your children. God is keeping watch over your academics. God is keeping watch over your business, the work of your hands. A day is coming, you will have many branches. A day is coming, you will come out of debt. A day is coming. A day is coming. You'll be a powerful person in your generation. A day is coming. Men and women will stand and salute you. A day is coming. You'll be in the international news. A day is coming. You will be a PhD holder. Am I talking to people? You are kept by the power of God. God is watching over you. God is keeping watch over you. God is keeping watch over your progress. God knows tomorrow. Only God knows tomorrow. No man knows tomorrow. And if you are on God's side, I came with this word. It's a prophetic word to you. God is keeping over watch, watching over your days. The last days of 2023, it shall be fruitful. God is watching over you. God is watching over you. God is watching over you. God is watching over your children. God is watching over your destiny. God is watching over you. Do not be afraid. Oh, child of God, you are kept by the power of God. You are kept by the power of God. Be encouraged. The dreams and the negative prophecies, they will not go beyond your destiny. You are kept by the power of God. You are sustained. God is watching over you. God will feed you. God will clothe you. God will protect you. God will guide you. God will help you. God will be your glory. I came with a word for you that God is keeping you. Let them reject you. Let them walk off from you. Let them leave you in the pit. Your God is the God of the valley. He's the God of the rain. He's the God of the fire. He's the God of the wilderness. He's the God of the forest. God is watching over you. God is keeping watch. God is keeping watch over you. You are not ordinary. God is keeping watch. You cannot just touch me. You cannot just mess my life up. You can take man out of my life. You can take your help out of my life. You can close doors on me. But God is watching over me. God is watching over my future. I am a mess today, but my future is under the watch of God. I came to declare unto you, if God is on your side, who can be against you? You are kept by the power of God. You are kept not by the hand of man. You are kept by the power of God. Lift your right hand and shout, I am kept by God. The day is coming. The day is coming. Your car park will be full of cars. Am I blessing somebody this morning? A day is coming. You will be the CEO of that company. A day is coming. The battles that has taken joy out of your life, the battles that has taken resources out of your life. The woman with the issue of blood, her strength was gone, her dignity was gone, her health was gone, her finances was gone. Even the doctors were tired of her because they've done all that they could, and yet the woman was bleeding. But a day came. Tell someone, my day is coming. Tell someone, my day is coming. A day came and all the disgrace came to an end. I came to announce to you, a day is coming when you will have all that you need. You have it all. My friend, you have traveled to US. My friend, you have had a breakthrough. My friend, today is your wedding, but my day is also coming. My friend, today is your breakthrough, but my breakthrough day is also coming. My friend, today is the day the whole world congratulated you. My own congratulations is also coming. I will wait on the Lord, because today I don't have the wings of the eagle, but as I wait on the Lord, because I see that you were waiting on God and now you have the wings of the eagle, I will also wait. A day is coming. I will mount up with wings like that of the eagle. Somebody say, I am kept by the power of God. Yeah. I am kept. Look, nobody is holding your life. God's power is holding your life. A day is coming. You will have it all. You will have it all. They took your coat of many colors. A day is coming. God will give you a blessing that even the coat of many colors will have no stand with that blessing. God will open a door, and whatever they took from you will mean nothing to you. You're kept by the power of God. And this is what he said. Life will be healed and life will be whole. Every wound that reminds you of a pain, a day is coming. It will mean nothing to you. Life will be healed and life will be whole. Give the Lord a clap offering somewhere. And please take your seat. It is very important for us to understand the ability of God's power to preserve our lives. We have to understand the ability that God's power can keep us. God's power can keep a man. You don't need any ring. You don't need any beads. You don't need any mark on your body. You don't need black powder. You don't need any form of initiation. The power of God is able to keep a man. And you have to understand. You have to understand. You have to understand. The power of God is the keeper of life. God will keep you alive. I said, God will preserve your life. You see, in these last times of the day, of the year, it is predicted that many people die. Strange deaths, strange accidents. And sometimes, because the atmosphere is polluted, you begin to have so many kinds of dreams. Dreams that you are dead. Somebody calls you, you are dead. Somebody, I saw you dead. I saw you dead. Hey, after today, I came to tell you, the ability of God to preserve your life has not diminished. God will preserve your life. God will keep your life. God will keep that which you have committed into his hands. As he has said it, it is done. Oh, give the Lord, celebrate that way. You said it, I believe it. You said it, it is done. You said it, you said it, I believe it. You said it, it is done. You said it,
you said it,
fearful and fear atmosphere being ejected into the atmosphere. The cheapest way for a so-called man of God to chop your money is just to send you a message. And now they send messages on Facebook, on WhatsApp, you join their Zoom meetings, and because they want to take money from you, they will tell you something, bring this, and when I pray for you, you will not die, because you have not revelation in the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord says, God is keeping careful watch. He's not just watching, he's watching carefully. Your understanding of the power of God to be able to save and keep and preserve and secure your life will keep you in this time. Keep you. God is there. He will protect you to a level that anybody that touches you, you will crush the person. Say, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. You have to come to that understanding that a witch cannot tamper with your life. You are not just a mortal. You are an immortal in a mortal. You are not just a man. You are not just a lawyer. You are not just a doctor. You are not just an engineer. You are a fire in motion. You are a liquid fire. You are not normal if you are a child of God. You are an abnormal human being. No one touches you and goes the same. I came to announce to you and place a mark on you, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. That word is not for a man of God. That word is for every child of God. I came to announce to you, you can be living with witches. You can be sleeping on the same bed with witches. You can even eat with witches. You cannot be initiated. There is no other initiation that is higher than the superior initiation. I came to announce to somebody, do not fear the arrows. Do not fear the demons. Do not fear what you are seeing, because he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. I announce to somebody, you are kept by the power of God. You are not kept by the power of ECG. There is no doomsaw in the power. When God preserves your life, there is no light off. Every time the light is on, every time the power is on, take your dreams, take your visions, take your goals and march forward. Don't be afraid of the threats of man. Don't be afraid of the threat of any human being, because God is with you. You said it. I believe you said it is done. Look, the devil knows that you have this preservation, but you don't know. And the work of the enemy is to deceive us, to let us forget that you are preserved by the power of God. You are preserved. Your life is preserved. I'll give you scriptures. Don't worry, I have about 20 minutes to preach on this. Life is beyond human. Life is God. And listen, every progress you will make, you should have overcome the devil. Every progress you make, you should have overcome the enemy. Because the enemy is trying to resist people. The enemy is trying to stop your progress. And God knows that the enemy will attempt. So he's keeping careful watch over you. He's not your watchman. That watchman in your house, you can't compare him to God. That watchman sleeps. You think he's watching, he's asleep. He's watching. Even you, when you are watching in prayer, you sleep. But whilst you are watching, there's a watcher of the watcher. I said there's a watcher of the watcher. I said there's a watcher of the watcher. Somebody is watching over you, and that person is God. I declare over your life, God will preserve you. They gave you a call to threaten you that if you don't drop your proposal for that business, we will deal with you. I announce to you, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of anyone that is threatening you. The God you serve is stronger than any other man. Let alone the spirit that... Listen, I don't know how to push it into you in this month. It's the first Sunday of the month. And God said, go and declare this to them. What I prepared is not this. I'm going to teach you on giving. The culture of giving. I was telling Gilbert yesterday. But when I woke up this morning, I had a word. When I woke up, the thing was on my eye. The shepherd, the flock, and the oil of preservation. And the Lord said, go and declare. Because you see, God, we are not in church for sermons. We are here for the message. a message from God. And I can tell you on authority, if God gave this message, that means that a lot of you, quite a number of you, are not balanced in your faith, your boldness in God to preserve your life in this season. I came with the word of the Lord. You are kept by the power of God. God's power encircles the life of the believer. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5, NLT. Fast. Zechariah chapter 2, NLT. God's power surrounds you. He said, Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5. Are we there? Verse 5. Projection team, please, I'm using you. He said, then I myself will be a protective wall of fire around Jerusalem, says the Lord. And I will be the glory inside the city. God surrounds his children. You are surrounded by God. You are surrounded by a wall, a protective wall. Don't tell us not to talk about demons. Don't tell us not to talk about evil. No, evil is all around you. We are not going to overemphasize on the evil, because whether you talk about them or not, they are there. They are working. You can decide not to talk about them. You can decide not to recognize them. You cannot say you will not recognize them. Jesus paid attention to demons. Jesus recognized, identified, and dealt with them. That is the call of the New Testament Christian. You got to know what you have. And you have to know that what you have is greater than what any other power around you has. You cannot live your life and ignore the powers of the enemy. You must understand the word of the Lord. Understand what the power of God can do for you. As you are there, there is a protective wall around you. When you identify the force of the enemy, you stand in your glory. What is your glory? The Bible said that I will be the glory inside the city. You stand in the Lord and you fire back the weapon of the enemy, back into the camp of the enemy. You don't keep quiet. You don't hear a news and keep quiet. You don't hear a bad news and keep quiet. When you hear the bad news, you speak the good news. He said, let the weak say, I am. Let the weak say. Let the weak say. So anytime you hear a bad news, you must say the good news. The good news is what God has said. Somebody looks at you and say, you are walking. You see, a prophet say, you are walking alone in the realms of the spirit. You have to quote the scripture. I am protected by the wall of God. You have to know your scriptures, else you will die early. You will miss your way. How can you say that I am alone in the spirit? No, then your eyes are not good. You are not seeing well. There's a protective wall around me. I walk with God the Father, walk with God the Son, walk with God the Holy Spirit. I don't know who I am talking to. They are threatening you. Come to their hometown. Come to your hometown. Let's do something for you. All of us, we have done it. Let them take what they have. You have what you have is greater than what they want to give you. I announce to you, you are a Christian. Remain a Christian. You don't need a ring. You don't need a bead. You don't need some water from the sea or whatever. I announce to you, the God you serve has created a protective wall around you and your children, around you and your property, around you and your business. Receive a revelation and may you listen. One day, the prophet's servant was wondering when the people had come to surround the house of the prophet. And then Elijah prayed that God open his eyes. Elijah prayed that open his eyes that he will see. May God open your eyes today. May God open your eyes. Don't go and put yourself in something. You will be entangled for 50 years because you were desperate. You want a child by force. Then they do something for you. You have a child. And for the rest of the life of yourself and that of that child will grow up and be fighting battles he has no idea of. They'll do everything. Nothing will happen. And sometimes they go mad. A lot of things happen. And nobody will be saying the truth because a parent was impatient.
you are kept by the power of God. If God cannot do it for you, that means he doesn't want it for you. I say, if God does not do it for you, it means it is not part of what he wants to give you. Sometimes you are here, you are desiring an iPhone 13. And God will not give you iPhone 13. Because he wants to give you iPhone 20. Are you here with me? Are you here with me? You are kept by the power of God. Lift your right hand and say, I'm kept by the power of God. In the month of December, God's power has been activated on your life. Safety is guaranteed when you are equipped with power. Yes. Safety is guaranteed when you are equipped with power. The language of God is power. Go and ask Moses and Pharaoh. All the 10 plagues that God sent to the land of Egypt, it was a language of power. He wanted Pharaoh to know who is leading and who he is dealing with. So your water, even in your palace, I turn it into blood. In your palace, I send frogs. Whilst you are hosting your people, frogs are jumping from one cup to the other cup. It's called power. Say power. Say power. Say power. The language of God is power. When God's meat is power, you put Dagon by the ark of the Lord, there will be reaction from the power from the ark and the power from Dagon. Dagon will fall. Can I announce to you? You carry the highest level of power. I say you carry the highest level of power. And let that power be activated in your life, activated in your marriage, activated in your children, activated over your car, over your houses, over your business, over your career. In the last days of the year, December is safe. December is safe. The road is safe. Your health is safe. Your finances is safe. Your marriage is safe. Your children are safe. Somebody lift your right hand and shout, I am kept by the power of God. Yeah. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. And ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall become witnesses. God does not deal in powerless transactions. Anytime God is dealing with a man, it's on the platform of power. By the time you want to be a witness of God, he will make you a powerful person. Listen, some of you are here, you have no idea. You can lay your hands. You are supposed to be casting out demons. You speak in the name of Jesus. Come out, and he'll come out. Because it's not you, it's the name you're operating with. There is a level of power God wants every child of his to walk in. When God is going to deal with you, he's going to deal with you because of power. He wants to give you power. He wants to lift you from where you are and bring you to a level of power, that your words will be full of power. Your life will be full of power. Your movement will be full of power. I mean, let you see, whilst we are here, let them say that Cristiano Ronaldo is passing here. I tell you, you forget me. You forget you. All of you will stand out to take a selfie, a video, a snapshot, because there is an authority passing. Let's just say this. Hey, Dr. Tabea is passing around. Oh, you will forget me. Power is all about life. Life is about power. You go to school because of power. You dress good because of power. You want to look good. You want to be relevant because of power. There is power struggle on earth. And that is why if God is going to walk with a man, he will give the man power. If God is going to put his name on you, the name of the Lord carries power. It's a stronghold. It's a mighty safety. It's a place of fortress. The righteous run into it and they are safe from all kinds of powers, from all kinds of manipulations. I stand in the name of Jesus and I decree upon your life the power of God to preserve your life. You are preserved in the name of Jesus. You are preserved in the name of Jesus. The universe is kept by the power of God. The whole universe is kept by the power of God. How much is your life? How big is your life? Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13. Yeah. Don't let anybody deceive you. He said that, and God never said to any of the angels, sit in the place of honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies, making them a footstool under me. Listen, God, the earth is like a footstool to the Lord. And God is going to place the enemy, your enemies under your feet, because God's power preserves the earth. You can clap if you are clapping. There is so much power we have. We have so much power. No demon can dare you or crush you when you are walking in power. No demon. Demons fear power. There are demons in the atmosphere. A lot of things you do, you think is you, is a demon influencing you. A lot of things we see around, they are demonic attacks, nations rising against nations, Ukraine, Russia. It's not a political issue. It's demonic. Blood is being sucked. Hamas, Israel, blood is being spilled out. Every single blood is a sacrifice to something. May God preserve your life on land. Your amen is not strong. May the Lord preserve your life in the sea. And may the Lord preserve your life in the air. Can I announce to you that your life is already hidden in Christ and in God? Yeah, your life is hidden. Colossians chapter 3 verse 3. Your life is hidden in Christ. Oh, you are Yahweh. Yeah, you are. What a presence. You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. Oh, you are Yahweh. Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha and Omega. This life, and your real life is hidden with Christ and in God. What are you looking for again? What are you going to enter a shrine for? You don't understand. That is why you think you are not covered. But if you understand that your life is hidden in Christ and in God, you won't joke with your understanding. You won't joke with your life. You won't trade your life. You won't live your life like you are sorting out yourself alone. No, I'm kept by the power of God. What I eat, God will provide. What I wear, God will provide. Where I will go, God will provide. God will lead me. God will give me wisdom. God will protect me. God will speak for me. Your life is godly. Your life is godly. Your life is God-governed. God-governed. You are in Christ and you are in God. Be careful the associations you enter. Be careful who is telling you. Be careful what you want to become. Be careful where you want to belong, because you are in Christ. And that is your identity. That is your identity. Your protection is assured. Your life is not with a bank. Your life is in He who died, was buried, and rose, and is ever living to make intercession for you. If your life is in His hands, who else can preserve your life? Forget what your grandfather is telling you. As for us, you know, our family, you know, we have to do this. You have to come around and we have to do something for you, all of us. And what? No, I'm kept by the power of God. And some of you, you are here. They are calling you into hometown this Christmas. They say, come and let's do something. Come, let's do this. And you forget that you are a Christian. You forget that you're crazy. You go and bow to that shrine. What are you going to do there? What is that carry going to do for you? You don't know what you have. You are kept by the power of God. Do you know how many witches fly over your roofing every day? Do you know what is happening in your compound house? Do you know where your names are being mentioned? You know how far you have come? You don't know what you have until you lose it. You don't know what you have until you lose it. You are in Christ, you are governed, you are guarded, you are protected, and may this revelation run with you for the rest of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift your right hand. I declare divine preservation over your life, over your children, over your property, over your property, over your property. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a clap offering somewhere. In ancient times and even now, nobody builds a house without being security conscious. Why do we have so many security men on the compound? Every day, we have no less than 3 security men. There is no city without security. When you are building a city, you think about security. When you are, even cars, now most of the cars think about security. They are improving the mirror, they are improving the movement of cars. Everything is about security. If you are going to buy a house, you look out for security. Where the house is, the atmosphere, blah, blah, blah. What security is assured? You think God will create your life and not secure your life? You think God will create your life and not provide security? Even as we are thinking about doors, security this. I came to announce to you, God made provision for your security. I said, God make provision for your security. Why do we think about security? Because the devil is at work. Hello? The devil is at work. The devil is always looking for someone to devour. I don't have time. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. He's always working. So we think about security. Even when you build, they put fire something in the building. So that when fire begins, something triggers and the fire is contained. Life is about power and life is about protection. That is why you look for protection. That is why the devil will use the security, that the thing that is a threat to you, the thing that you value so much, your security. Now, in your blood, in our blood system, there is something we call white blood cells. Say white blood cells. And those are the soldiers in your blood. When there is coming an infection, they are activated and they begin to fight. I came to tell someone, God has put your life under secured position. He has put you in Christ and Christ carried you into God. Nobody will tamper with your life again. Nobody will tamper with your life again. God will never give birth to a son without securities of protection. One day, people started calling me. You see me dead. They saw me dead. I told them, where you are, the cinema from which you are watching is a wrong, frequency. Maybe it's your face. It's your face you are seeing that you are not able to interpret well. You saw me dead. No, I'm not dead. I cannot be led. He said, stay alert. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion. So you, that is why God put you under security. See, the devil will always try to let you doubt what God has done for you. And when you allow fear, then the strength of the devil is activated against you. In December, you are safe on the road. If you drive on the motorway, you are safe. If you fly in the air, you are safe. If you sleep at home, you are safe. If you drive in your neighborhood, you are safe. Your children are safe. Everything concerning you is safe. Fire will not enter your car on the road. Fire will not enter your house. Armed robbers will not break into your home. Am I speaking to somebody at all? Receive the protection of the Lord. When the power of God is at work in a man's life, victimization and defeat is not in the equation. Yeah. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 to 5. Oh, come and take something. Drink something small so that you'll be strong. Hey. The Bible said that. Give me the old King James. He said, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Verse 5, he said that word, who is the one that overcometh the world?
He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. You connect it to John chapter 1 verse 12. You need the scriptures so that they stop deceiving you. You need the scriptures for that assurance and that surety. He said, as many as received him. Who are those who received him? It's at the end of the verse. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe. So when you believe in Christ, when you say Jesus is the Son of God, immediately there are security installations around you, protective installations. You begin to enjoy God's protection. I came and announced to somebody, even Jericho, human beings had sense to surround it with a wall that no normal army on earth will be able to break it down. How much more God creating his glory in you, depositing heavenly treasures in you, making you a representative of him, making you his ambassador. You think God will leave you unprotected? I announce to you, I command your eyes to be open. I command your spirit to come alive to the word of the Lord, that you are kept by the power of God. Because of time, I want to give you how to activate God's power in 5 minutes. You need it. Note it down. Number one, practice God's presence. Practice God's presence. Practice God's presence. Practice God's presence. The practice of God's presence. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about. You see, when you practice God's presence, his power, he anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. You operate power when you practice God's presence. You operate power when you practice God's presence, not when you practice sin or when you practice ungodliness. You will not operate power. You can have power and not operate. You can have power and not be able to operate. Young people, I came to speak to you that you need to learn to practice God's presence. You need to learn to walk in God's presence. You need to learn to walk with the consciousness of God. When the man walks in that consciousness, when you practice God's presence, when you entertain God, when you learn how to create a godly atmosphere around you, you are activating the power of God. The power of God is resident in you. The power of God is upon you, but it has to always be activated. You must keep yourself wet with God's presence. Wet yourself with God's presence. Be in godly atmospheres, child of God. Be in godly atmospheres. Listen to godly songs. Be in godly companies. All these things activate God's presence over your life. Luke chapter 4 verse 14. We are coming to start spiritual emphasis. 10 days. Jesus, before he went into the wilderness in the verse 1, the Bible said that he was filled with the Spirit. But you see, being filled with the Spirit, there must be a conversion. There must be an activity. There must be an activation. He went into the wilderness, and when he returned, the Bible said Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Power is activated when we practice God's word, when we practice God's presence. When you stay in God's presence, as we are going to fast, fasting and prayer is one of the ways you walk with God. You practice God's presence. Being in church, you are practicing God's presence. Creating an atmosphere at home that is godly, that your neighbor will know that you are a Christian. Your neighbor must know that you are a Christian. Practice God's presence. They must see it in your celebrations that this is a Christian house. Not a 419 house, not a Yahoo Yahoo boys house. Practice God's presence. Your car must be charged with God's presence. Whilst you are driving to work, you are charged. When you are coming back from home, you are charging. All the challenges you face in the day, you begin to pray whilst you drive and listen to God and listen to God's message. Practice God's presence. Number two, the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. The knowledge of God.
the knowledge of God. Grow in the knowledge of God. Get to know God yourself. Get to know God yourself through the scriptures. Hello, men and women. Are you listening? When you grow in the knowledge of God, you walk in power. The more you know God, the more you walk in power. Power is given to those who get to know God. Power is given to those who get to know God. You see, I always say that the Nigerian, you know, all of us are beginning to like the Nigerian singers and as if we have not heard their songs before. The difference, I heard Dunsin's testimony. Look, you can sing Dunsin's song and never walk in the power he walks in. Okay, you can sing it, you can feel the goose pimples and all. Goose pimples is not power. Power is that thing that breaks yoke. And goose pimples does not break yoke. I listened to him. He said he used to pray for 3 hours. His normal time. Every day, 3 hours. Then something came on him and said that he's not praying enough. So he called his friends. And they gathered themselves. And they went to rent, pay a hotel room. They didn't take a girl there. They went to the hotel room, locked the door, and pray. They started praying without topic. They prayed for 9 hours. Kalabo Shantabaya in the hotel room. They said at the 9th hour, something entered into him. There are ancient reserves of oil that God wants to give to people. Yeah. And next year, stay on the altar. Stay on the altar. Activate God's prayer. Ancient oils. Ancient oils that lift men, that no man can bring them down. Get to know God through the scriptures. Open Bible and read. Audio Bible. I'm showing you, I'm not going to make any go to the sea and pray at 12 o'clock. It doesn't work like that. Wake up and pray at midnight for 12 days. That formula, I don't know who brought it. It doesn't work like that. It's their own experience. Okay, somebody too can pray at 9 a.m. for 12 days and you encounter God and you build a doctrine from it. Praying at midnight does not really change a lot of things. What changes prayer is faith. So you can pray in the afternoon, pray. If you choose midnight prayer, the Lord bless you. But don't build a doctrine that if you pray at midnight, if you pray at 2 a.m., if you pray at 3 a.m., that is when your God is powerful. Please, this God we serve is not the one you are talking about. Maybe you are talking about another God. Yeah. Yeah. He's so powerful that in the afternoon, when they nailed Jesus on the cross, and a sinner was by his side. That afternoon, he was so powerful that he moved the sinner from hell to heaven. You, the God, you know, you think God is only waiting for you to answer you at 3 a.m.? Oh, you are joking. The Bible talks about David. He prayed 3 times in the day, and he worshiped God 7 times in the day. You have to know God, else people will deceive you. And they will chop your money. And your offering in the church will always be small. Because you're always gathering for the man who have threatened you. Yes. I had that information about my own relative. I wept. She has labored in abroad all her life. All her life. And some... Why are they spoiling the prophetic office? And we love the prophetic office. This is a church. It's a prophetic. The New Testament church is a prophetic church. You can't be a Christian without a prophetic dimension. Then you are an ordinary man. You have. All I'm preaching today is that you have a prophetic dimension that people don't know. But this guy, they chop her money, chop her reason, chop her snit, and big money. So 30,000, 20,000, 40,000. How will you be giving these monies out? What will you give to church? What do you give to your family? You are kept by the power. Get to know God. Get to know God. When you get to know God, nobody will ask you questions because they will know that you are a child of God. There is a realm. Benihin said he was in his room and the Holy Spirit came to him. Don't you want that experience? Yes. I have to end. Because where I'm going, I'm entering into my element. You have to swim in the spirit. You have to get to know God. You have to learn. These dreams you are having, every day you dream, you are in your own school, you are in your own classroom, you are playing ampe with your old friends still in the village. A dog is chasing you, a snake is chasing you. You wake up, you are shouting, Jesus, 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 Jesus. All these things must stop. All these things, if you practice God's presence, all these nonsense dreams will stop. It will stop. That was the day I got angry on the phone. Somebody comes and he dreamt that he got home. A frog just embraced him at his door. Say this one to you, tell pastor. Carry the frog and look for the nearest Chinese restaurant. And then go and give it to. Carry the frog and go and give it to the nearest Chinese restaurant. They'll be glad. They'll thank you. You are calling it a demon, but they'll thank you. There you go. You have to practice God's presence. I'm going to spend a lot of time with the young people next year. I'm going to get you into some things. You have to build a presence of God around you. They have attacked these teachings, and now the church has become messy. Everybody is complaining because they didn't allow the Holy Spirit to make people. But we have to be made. Francis, we have to be made. When you put the flour in the oven, some heat must touch the flour for it to be made. Yeah. Some marriages are sinking, not because the wife or the husband is not wise. There is a force seated in the house, but you can't see. I see a lot of... You see, when we advise you, you don't listen. Your weddings, you are not attentive. You are just loose. You are happy. You don't watch. You don't pray. Your bridesmaids are not praying overnight. All they are thinking about, my dress is too tight. This color is not good. This thing is itching me. You need bridesmaids who in the night, when you are sleeping, they are praying, papaya, papa, and papaya. We pray for the presence. We bind every power of the enemy. Hey, by the time they are praying, if even your auntie is a witch, Rebecca said, when your emergency call, she'll be out of the place. You see the thing. Young people, they marry. 1 year, they are dead. Maybe it's a coincidence, but I think that it's becoming too much. Yes. There are some gifts you shouldn't even take. Ukwako ye wedding, no busy metal ring amount. Ne ye ode. My non-farm bra or the bar fashion baby. If you have 10 CDs to buy ring, go and buy the 10 CDs and wear. Obito ring is from Italiano. Forget it. Forget it. No Aji. Gown. Wedding gown. Obia Tama. Koto 200 Ghana. Nashe. Oh, pastor, you are being too spiritual. Continue. Continue. Our parents are outside. You want, if it's your from your mother, your father, if your brother, your sister, I don't really, not that I don't have, I don't really, I don't really have a problem. I don't, I've seen 11 brothers sell out their last born into slavery. Joseph. I've seen a father forget that he had a son when a prophet came home. David. I end my case. Give the Lord a mighty clap of praise. Please rise up. Because of time, I will not be able to finish up what I have to say. Kept by the power of God. Kept by the power of God. Day by day. Come what may. Kept by the power. Sing it for me.
are singing this song as a prayer. We are singing it as a prayer. Sing it.
Oh,
kept by the power of God. I say, kept by the power of God. I declare, by the knowledge of God in your life, your two hands lifted, from today to the end of the year, you are kept by the power of God. Your children are kept by the power of God. Everything concerning you is kept by the power of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, give the Lord a clap and a shout of praise. Day by day.
Chapter 12, verse 11.